Hello, and welcome to our Meet the Abolitionist podcast. First, I'm going to start with telling you the story of John Brown. John Brown was born on May 9, 1800 in Torrington, Connecticut. His parents brought him up sharing their anti-slavery views. This made John Brown have extreme anti-slavery beliefs. John Brown traveled throughout Ohio, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and New York. After John Brown went bankrupt, he decided to become a conductor of the Underground Railroad. He led the slaves to Canada. In 1849, he stopped and moved to a farming community in New York. When John Brown turned 55, he moved to Kansas with his 20 sons. John Brown felt that Lawrence was slacking, so he led a small group to the Pottawatomie Creek, where he brutally murdered 5 men that were pro-slavery. He then raided Missouri, killing slave owners and freeing slaves. John Brown spent 2 years raising money in New England for the anti-slavery war he wanted. John Brown had planned to bring his 21-man army and capture the federal arsenal at Harper Ferry. He planned on that the slaves would join in and fight him. With his numbers and the slaves that he thought he had, he couldn't lose. Except it did not go as planned. When he got there, the slaves did not join him. Most of John Brown's men were either killed or captured. Both of his sons were killed, and John Brown was captured. John Brown was put on trial for murder and was found guilty. He was sentenced to treason against the state of Virginia. Many abolitionists still call him a hero. John Brown was hung for treason on December 2, 1859. 1 year later, the first Southern state would secede from the Union. Now we are going to be speaking with a well-known abolitionist and women's rights activist, Sarah Grimke. Sarah, can you tell us where you were born?
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina, November 26, 1792. My younger sister, Angelina, and I grew up on a plantation. Angelina was the first one who realized slaves had received many injustices. We also noticed and resented the limitations of women. I wanted to study law, but being a woman, I could not, whereas my brother could.
In what ways did you fight slavery?
In one of my trips to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I met with the Quaker Society of Friends, and their beliefs were very similar to my own. In 1821, I moved to Philadelphia and joined the society. Angelina joined me a few years later. She later wrote a letter to William Lloyd Garrison that was published in his newspaper, The Liberator. After that, we were involved in the abolition movement, and Angelina wrote a pamphlet a year later called An Appeal to the Christian Woman of the South. To continue her message, I wrote an epistle to the clergy of the Southern states.
Why did you become an abolitionist?
I had noticed that slaves had been mistreated on the plantation Angelina and I grew up on. We started out mainly fighting for women's rights, but when Angelina wrote to William Lloyd Garrison, we became more involved in the abolition movement.
How do you want your future generations to remember you?
I want to make sure that everyone knows that it doesn't matter what color skin you have or what gender you are, and that everyone should have equal rights.
Thank you, Sarah. Next, we are speaking to Harriet Tubman. She played a big part in the Underground Railroad. Where were you born, Harriet?
I was born in Maryland, USA in 1821.
How did you fight slavery?
I helped to stop slavery by helping over 100 people escape slavery by using the Underground Railroad.
Why did you decide to become an abolitionist?
I became an abolitionist when I became one of the conductors on the Underground Railroad and risked my freedom for others.
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
The legacy that I want to leave behind is that helping people is the right thing to do and that risking my life to end slavery was the right thing.
Thanks, Harriet. Next up, we have the author of The Liberator, William Lloyd Garrison. Can you tell us where you were born?
I was born December 10, 1805 in Newburyport, Massachusetts in the U.S. I was an American journalist who published a newspaper called The Liberator.
How did you fight slavery?
I helped lead the successful abolitionist campaign against slavery. To fight slavery, I took the side of the black people to have a complete end to slavery and for public and social equality.
Why did you decide to become an abolitionist?
I became an abolitionist so that I could become a part of the American Colonization Society. This was an organization that wanted to free the black people.
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
The legacy that I want to leave behind is that I helped the anti-slavery campaign to free slaves.
Thanks for the interview. Now we have one of the most famous escaped slaves, Frederick Douglass. Do you remember where you were born?
My date of birth was not recorded, but I celebrated on the 14th. I was born in February 1818, Talbot County, Maryland.
How did you fight slavery?
I recruited African-American men to fight in the U.S. Army, including two of my own sons who fought for their freedom, along with everyone who thought they were equal and right. They served in the famous 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry.
Why did you become an abolitionist?
I became an abolitionist because I believed that the right to liberty was a natural right.
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
My legacy that I want to leave behind is an author and a leader. People always thought of me as a person they could depend on.
Thanks again to all our guests. Thanks for listening to Meet the Abolitionist.